So, Nadine Doherty now joins us as we look forward to the finale of the LGFA Championship. The senior decider pits the holders Meath against the buoyant Kingdom of Kerry. And that one throws in at 4 p.m. on Sunday and is preceded by two provincial derbies in the junior and intermediate deciders. The action gets underway at 11:45 a.m. when Antrim, the 2021 runners-up, take on Fermanagh in an All-Ulster junior final before last year's beaten finalists Wexford take on Leinster opponents Laois in the intermediate final at 1:45 p.m. So, Nadine, starting with the senior decider, Meath remarkably are actually preparing for a fifth successive All-Ireland final appearance. They have lost the 2018 and 2019 intermediate deciders before that breakthrough 2020 victory in the grade. And last year, Eamon Murray's side swept away all before them to land the All-Ireland senior crown. And now they face Kerry, as I mentioned, and Kerry aiming for a first senior title since 1993. And it's funny, actually, the timing of our conversation, Adin, because I was speaking on Sunday evening in a certain Dublin city centre pub who were in high spirits, and they were telling me and convincing me it's no surprise Kerry are in this final, but realistically now, I doubt many were tipping a Meath-Kerry final, but these two are fully deserving to be where they are now.
Yeah, well, look, I wouldn't have tipped a Meath-Kerry final, that's for sure. While Kerry, obviously in Division 2 all year, playing lovely football, you know, you would have expected them to get out of the group for sure, but making a final, no more than Meath last year, it's almost a fairy tale journey for them. But fully deserving, Shane, as you said, for sure. Playing lovely football, playing lovely Kerry football. You know, they love to kick the ball. They move the ball at pace throughout the pitch. They defend high, and very deserving of being in the final. And look, Meath as champions, definitely deserving of being in the final. And we've touched on it nearly every programme. Mm. They haven't had to play for a full 60 minutes in any of the games. We've probably had 20-minute windows of their absolute brilliance, and that's been enough to get them over the line. But it'll be intriguing because these two teams haven't played competitively, I suppose, since last year's league final, whereby Meath were the underdogs, Kerry were heavy favourites. And you could say really that was the catalyst to what has been an incredible journey for Meath, where they're looking at Sunday and defending their title.
Would you read much into that result in particular, or is it a case of the teams have progressed and we've seen that even throughout this championship that they're different outfits, different forces to be reckoned with?
Yeah, I don't think you can read too much into a game well over a year ago. Very different forces, same names, but both playing very different football. They've both progressed massively. They've both gone on very different journeys. You know, Kerry have only reached Division 1 again this year. You know, they beat Armagh in the final, whereby they were probably going in as underdogs a year later. But yeah, wouldn't read too much into it. I'm sure they've played each other in challenge matches, which senior teams do consistently throughout the year. But no, that game would have no impact on Sunday.
Well, I suppose then, looking at this year in particular, and I suppose the standard of the teams and the stature of the teams as well, because people talk about Cork and, of course, Dublin more recently, but a win for Kerry would put them out in front on the all-time senior roll of honours list. They're currently on 11 championship wins, and that's a whole match by the great Cork teams that were dominant from 05 to 16. So you mentioned the traditional Kerry football. Like, what has caught your eye in particular? I suppose it's a very stereotypical thing. Oh, they played that Kerry brand of football. But if you're to expand on that, really, and what's impressed you most from Kerry in particular in the run up to this final?
Yeah, what I love about them, Shane, is, you know, there's no gaps in any of their team. Like, I actually have the programme here in front of me from the semi-final. And when you look at all those names there, like, they're six defenders. There's a huge amount of football in them. Like, not only are they very good defenders, like, Kaylee Cronin and Emma Costello there, the full-back and centre-back, they could easily play centre-forward and full-forward. Like, that's how composed they are on the ball. Aisling O'Connell has been really fantastic at wing-back, really brilliant at getting forward. And we watch for that on Sunday. She just seems to kind of pop in at the last minute. I kind of compare nearly to like a Breed Corkery or Deirdre O'Reilly from that great team back in the day. Their goalkeeper, Kira Butler, very good, very understated, but very solid. And then for me, their real strength is, I think, their trio around midfield. Like, Anna Galvin sits back in the middle. So you kind of Anna Galvin, Koch Lynch and Lorraine Scanlon. And they win a huge, huge amount of possession around there. And they are nearly then the platform for, look, the household name, Louise Nvere-Hurtig. You could watch her play football all day, every day. I just see her as their clutch player. Like, you won't see her getting in for any real dirty ball. And she just seems to pop up in pockets and has this ability, no more than Emma Duggan at the other end. She's just razor sharp. Niamh Carmody has kind of come from nowhere this year, and her passing game is brilliant. She just spray the ball every direction. She's wonderful. And then you have, I suppose, kind of lesser players like young Danielle O'Leary in a full forward. She's real dynamic in that she'll attack the full back line. So look, all in all, like, and I know I haven't named everybody, but they just play football, Shane. Like, there's no big structure to it. And interestingly, with this team, when I was writing a piece for the paper for the Independent this weekend, I just was doing a bit of research. This team, when they were coming up through under 16, under 14, during that period of time, Kerry reached, I think it was 5 under 16 finals and won 3 of them. And they reached 3 under 14 finals and won 2 of them. So a good few of this current crop are used to winning All-Irelands at some level. And they just seem to have kept up that style of football. And then their bench, what I really like about how they make their substitutions, it's very much, if you're not performing, you're off. And that's that their management team have no hesitation in making those big calls. So just all in all, they're just kind of unpredictable in a way, to be honest. Mm. And that's what I really like about them. Huge, huge scores. They've scored 15 goals in the championship to date. So it's just going to be really interesting how that lovely style of football they play matches up against, I suppose, the real structure of the Meath machine that we talk about all the time.
Yeah, because it's a weird one in terms of this potent Kerry attack, and they're going to come up against such a strong Meath defence, which is probably Meath's foundation to their success so far. And then on the flip side of that, it's probably Meath's attacking is a bit weaker and Kerry's backline isn't possibly the greatest at defending. So it's in terms of key battles, and I know anytime I ask you this question, you always give wonderful answers, Nadine. And you go through two or three, and to be fair, it always comes to light that they are key decision makers, really, in how the outcome of the game will go. So in terms of, do you feel that this Kerry's attack will prevail, or will the structure that we've seen time and time again be so successful for Meath in terms of their defensive capabilities, that will come out on top?
Yeah, I'm probably better with my matchups than my actual prediction, Shane, to be honest.
I wasn't going to mention it.
Well, the thing with Kerry, when you look at their path, I suppose, to the final, and you take Munster into account, the only time they did come up against a real structured defence, I suppose, was against Cork in the Munster final, and they fell short there. You know, they haven't played Donegal competitively. They haven't played Dublin competitively. They'll be playing me for the first time competitively. So I genuinely don't have a clue how it'll go. You know, can they move the ball fast enough in that they bypass, you know, how Meath set up? I doubt it. I don't think they will every time. But what I do think they have, and perhaps where Donegal failed, was their ability to take their scores. You know, Donegal probably had more chances in that semi-final against Meath. They created, I think Donegal created 19, 20 chances and only executed 8 of them. So Kerry will take their chances, and that's for sure. And they will get chances against Meath, absolutely. I think in terms of matchups, you know, Meath don't really identify one-on-ones. They just keep to that 14 people behind the ball. But I'd imagine that Kerry probably will identify possibly Aisling O'Connell or Koch Lynch to pick up Emma Duggan and Vicky Wall. And then after that, I think, you know, that not that they won't worry about Meath individuals, but they won't really identify anybody else for special attention. But I think in terms of Meath, you know, because we've talked about Kerry extensively there, I think somebody who has been unbelievable for Meath this year and just hasn't really got the credit has been Stacey Grimes, both from play and her free taking duties. Only for her and Monica McGurk. I know Emma Duggan got those crucial points in those games, but it was Monica McGurk and Stacey Grimes who actually kept Meath in those games and gave themselves the platform whereby Emma could step up and take those scores. So, you know, Stacey probably deserves special attention. I'm just not sure if Kerry will allow somebody to do that. Perhaps Kayleigh Cronin, but it's a huge mismatch in terms of height and physicality, but it'll be interesting to see what they do there. Can Kerry break that down? They will. They will, definitely. They'll do it consistently, but I just feel Meath, they're very much hot favourite, Shane. Like, they have to be. You know, when they haven't hit the highs of last year, they're all Ireland champions. They're there again. They're huge, huge favourites for sure.
You feel, not that players will slip through the radar now, but in years gone by, that the Kerry joint managers might just identify a Vicky Wall or an Emma Duggan and say, right, if we just stick two people on those players, even that perhaps Stacey Grimes or Monty McGurk or whoever, these other scorers can come to the fore. So it's not going to be as easy as just trying to shackle a couple of players because of the spread of talent that Meath have and that Meath have developed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look at their other forwards there, and I suppose it's Niamh O'Sullivan who comes to light. You know, Niamh has a great ability to pick off huge points when they're needed. But they don't have huge firepower. Like they don't, Shane. You know, they've only scored two goals to date. They're very much a team who just, I suppose, they play on the numbers, and they know if they hit that 12 to 14 points, they're very secure in themselves that at the other end, they're not going to ship more than 10 points. They really play the maths on it. And it is hard to see where other scores will come from Meath. You know, Orla Lally will always chip in with a point or a goal. You know, she's always good for one or two scores. But that is, I suppose, if you were to identify a weakness within that Meath team, it's they just don't have a huge number of players who do have an ability to score. And also, I suppose, with their bench, you know, their substitutions are made almost at the same time in every match, and it's generally between 55 and 60 minutes. And for me, that kind of identifies, okay, you're slowing the game down, or you're time wasting a little bit. You know, they often bring on Orla Byrne. I suppose she's a bit of a runner, and she'd come on for Marie O'Shaughnessy perhaps. But in terms of a dynamic player who might get a huge score or a goal, me don't really have that coming off the bench, whereas Kerry do. You know, Kerry do, they've huge options on the bench. But as I said, weaknesses within Meath, they're few and far between, but they are there. And I'd imagine Kerry will have watched them extensively, and they'll be looking to focus in on that. That if they do shackle those, I suppose, three or four players we've named, they'd feel they're in with a huge chance.
Even, I suppose, bookending that, Meath are the All-Ireland champions, and I wonder, do they get the credit they deserve? Now, I ask you this, it's a loaded question, but I'm plucking a quote from the Irish Examiner, from the Meath manager, Eamon Murray, who said, "I think we have done an awful lot for ladies football. Maybe we didn't get enough recognition for it." And that is from the LGFA. "I thought we should have got a little bit more, but we didn't. We could have got something like a thank you card or something." Now, this is the first year since Mayo and Monaghan clashed in 2002 that the senior final won't feature a Cork or Dublin. So is Eamon Murray and Meath, are they correct to feel a bit hard done by, do they not get the thanks they deserve?
Maybe Helen O'Rourke just forgot to put the stamp on the Christmas card, Shane. I don't know. Look, I actually read that piece myself, and he went on to say, you know, that Cork and Dublin, as you said, you know, have done huge things to the game. Cork and Dublin between them have won 16, 17 All-Irelands, and Meath have won one. And while it was fantastic, they probably won two. They could win more, almost a fairy tale story.
If you're a Meath player, you're seeing those quotes, are you?
Like I don't know. Well, yeah. If it was me, I'd be having a quiet word, I think, with Eamon. It could be Eamon having a laugh with reporters too. You know, you don't know what context it was said in, but I think Meath have a long way to go. They're getting huge credit and deservedly so, but I think they have a long way to go, I suppose, to be in the same category as those Cork and Dublin teams. And also, you know, Eamon mentions there it's the first year that Cork and Dublin aren't in a final. Meath didn't play Cork or Dublin. They didn't beat Cork or Dublin, you know. So yeah, Eamon, I'd say he might get a Christmas card this year, but I don't think he'd be getting an individualised thank you for everything you've done for the LGFA card just yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, it remains to be seen. But no, it will be interesting to see how it goes. Listen, I do have to put you on the spot. You did mention Meath are favourites. Will you be sticking with the favourites then come Sunday afternoon in terms of who will be reigning supreme?
Yeah, I think so, Shane. I mean, they've just shown in the last couple of games that when the crunch is on, they really, really know how to close out games, and they just seem to have another gear in them when it's required. Kerry, look, I think it is going to be so tight. I think it's going to be tighter than people, you know, might expect. And I think Kerry will score goals. I think they will put up a bit of a score. But I just think Meath should have enough. And I think with this Meath team as well, you don't know where they're going next year with Vicky Wall going to Australia. And there's a lot of rumours swirling around that a huge number of these girls want to do the same. So, you know, it could be a last dance for them in a sense. I hope it isn't. I really hope it isn't. And I hope they stick together for a long time. But they could be really identifying this one as a huge one for them. So just slight favourites. Yeah. Have okay. to go with Meath.
I'm sure it's going to be a hugely emotional day as well, particularly if that is the case, that we might see a few players departing down under. In the intermediate and the junior finals, there's potential redemption for Antrim and Wexford, who lost out in the 2021 junior and intermediate finals respectively. Fermanagh, on the other hand, are aiming for a second junior crown in 3 years, while Laois are back at Croke Park since their famous All-Ireland senior title win way back in 2001. So who do you feel will be intermediate and junior champions come Sunday early afternoon?
Yeah, very early afternoon. Antrim and Fermanagh have a very early start. Yeah. They'll be having the pasta for breakfast for sure. Fermanagh is an incredible story, actually, Shane. They've lost 9 players from last year's panel. So it's a huge achievement in itself for them to be back in Croke Park. All Ulster clash, it's always going to be feisty. I think Fermanagh might sneak it, you know. I feel that the fact they've come through so much this season already, that the writing could be on the wall for them. Look, it's brilliant that 2 Ulster teams are in a junior final and one will move up to intermediate, which is brilliant. And then looking at the intermediate, wouldn't have tipped Laois at the start of the year, to be honest. Wexford, you always felt were there or thereabout, but it was other teams like Kildare and Roscommon earlier in the year who were showing a lot of promise. That's been a great championship to date, actually. Huge, huge matches. Loads went to extra time and brilliant scores, but it's going to be a shootout for sure. You have Ashley Murphy from Wexford, who I think she scored 4-2 or something in the semi-final. You have Mo Nerney from Laois, who also raked up huge scores. They're both on the top scorers list, very high up. And going to edge with Wexford simply because they were there last year. They were thereabouts the year before. So I think they might just nudge it ever so slightly, but it will be a brilliant game. I think if people can get in for that game, especially because it'll be really entertaining.
Okay. Great stuff as always, Nadine Doherty. Thank you very much. As Nadine says there, if you are in the area, in the Dublin area on Sunday, do get down to Croke Park. 11:45 a.m. is the throw-in time for Fermanagh versus Antrim. It is 1:45 p.m. for Wexford versus Laois. And the big one, Meath versus Kerry. The Royals versus the Kingdom is at 4 p.m. So we'll be interested to see how those 3 matches pan out. And Nadine, I'm sure you'll be back on next week to be reviewing what we sure to hope are 3 excellent games as the LGFA Championships draw to a close. Nadine Doherty, thank you very much.